This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission of India has revised the schedule for special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Uttar Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Navdeep Rinwa, said that the draft voter list will be published on January 6, 2026. The period for receiving claims and objections has been set from January 6 to February 6, 2026. He said that SIR process concluded in state on December 26. All enumeration forms have been received and digitized. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on December 31st. As per the revised timetable, the draft electoral roll in state will now be published on January 6, 2026. After that, citizens will have 1 month to submit claims and objections. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The Delhi government has approved the Delhi Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Delhi's Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that the bill approved by the Delhi Cabinet aims to simplify compliance procedures and decriminalize minor violations, reduce the number of cases in the courts, and enhance administrative efficiency. She said that the bill will be passed in the upcoming winter session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly, starting from 5th of next month. She also said that through this legislation, the Delhi government is fully committed to promote ease of doing business and ease of living. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the trial run of the upcoming Vande Bharat sleeper train was conducted by Commissioner Railway Safety yesterday. Sharing a video of trial run, Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that the trial run was conducted between Kota Nagra section, in which the train ran at a speed of 180 km per hour. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the funeral of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khaleda Zia in Dhaka today. Dr. Jaishankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. More from our correspondent.
Former Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khaleda Zia will be accorded a state funeral today. Her Namaz-e-Janaza will be held at 2 p.m. at the South Plaza of the Jatiya Sansad Bhavan and Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka, after which she will be laid to rest beside her husband, former President Ziaur Rahman. The Bangladesh government has declared 3 days of state mourning, with today observed as a public holiday. The interim government said the entire funeral process, from moving her body from Evercare Hospital to burial, will be conducted with full state honours. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashvani News, Dhaka.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold days to severe cold day conditions over Bihar. Similar conditions will also prevail in East Uttar Pradesh and Himachal Pradesh. The weather agency predicted dense fog conditions over northeastern states, West Bengal and Uttarakhand. It also said that heavy rainfall takes place over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Muzaffarabad. The Met Department said that cold wave conditions are over Himachal Pradesh, North Interior Karnataka and Telangana. Several trains experienced disruptions due to dense fog conditions in the national capital and NCR region today. The Delhi Division of Indian Railways said that the movement of several Delhi-bound trains was also affected today. It said that around 25 trains were delayed by more than 3 hours. Indian chess grandmaster Arjun Arugasi continued his fine run in global chess, securing the bronze medal in the International Chess Federation FIDE World Blitz Championships in Doha yesterday. After stunning performances in the league stage, Arugasi could not manage to replicate the same in the semi-final against Nodirbek Abdusatarov, losing the match. But nonetheless, a bronze medal for India was sealed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Arjun Arugasi for winning the bronze at the championship following his bronze medal in FIDE Rapid Chess Championship recently. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that his skills, patience and passion are exemplary. The Prime Minister added that his successes will continue to inspire youth. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in 5th and final T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.